It's the Night Show with J-Mac, and I've got a very special interview for you guys tonight. The Christian rock band Disciple, frontman, lead singer, Kevin Young is on the phone with me right now. How are you doing, man?
I'm so good. It's really cool to talk to you. Very, very excited to be doing this with you.
So with you being from East Tennessee, you probably are familiar with WIMZ, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Logged on hundreds of hours. So, yeah.
That's so cool. You know, we really are excited that you guys are going to be rocking here in just a couple days.
That's right. You know, I live in Kentucky now. I'm married a Kentucky girl, and parents still live in Maryville, so I come down twice a year, see Knoxville, and every time I come down, it looks completely different. Like, there's always something that has majorly changed, and you guys that live there probably don't even notice it. It just looks normal.
Right.
I'll drive down, and I'll just be like, what is that? What is that?
You know, when did they get one of those?
Holy, what are they doing?
This
is not even the same town. There's always something going on.
Yes.
When I was growing up, Maryville was like, they called it Mayberry. Now it's like this metropolis with traffic jams. You know,
so true.
And I'm like, what is happening?
And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Nuh-uh.
I guess not.
Well, what do you say we dive in? And let's start with talking about the tour, where you guys have been, and maybe some of the other components that go along with it.
We're so pumped. Our tour called Rise of the Radicals with a band called The Protest and another band called Amongst the Giants. And the lead singer of Amongst the Giants is actually our bass player as well. He's that talented. He's
nice.
In several bands. It's a great tour. We love those guys so much, and we're just having a really good time. We just got back from playing Amarillo and Phoenix and Albuquerque to start off the tour, then next hitting Chattanooga and Maryville. Those shows are always fun for us because Maryville's our hometown.
Yeah, so coming back home.
You're usually blowing up, very energetic, so it's going to be a fun time. The band really looks forward to playing East Tennessee, always anticipating.
And listen, folks, if you're interested in going and seeing these shows on the 28th and the 29th, they're both listed up under our event section. Just look under concerts at WIMZ.com, and they're all the details that you need right there. Man, I got to say this also. The song Radical, I listened to that, and it wrecked me. The Holy Spirit is all over that song, and it's
so
awesome. And if you've never heard the song Radical, the link is right below where the audio is that you're listening to right now. You can click on it, and it's going to take you right to that song. Listen to it. It is amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to throw a curveball your way, Kevin. I was hoping that you'd share a little bit about your testimony with us.
You know, I'm a pretty normal guy. I have the opposite testimony of, you know, most people that actually talk about their testimony out loud. You know, you hear a lot of people, they're crazy and they gave their life to Jesus and he kind of turned it around for them. And I'd say it's the exact opposite for me. You know, obviously not perfect and a sinner and gave my life to Jesus. Then I went crazy. You know, I'm not.
God, sounds I'm like not, me.
Yeah, I'm not a perfect person. And I've never claimed or pretended to be. You know, I'm a lead singer of a Christian rock band, but that to equate me to something that, you know, you should follow or whatever is not what I've ever been about. You know, I'm real honest about my life, and I am so much more than what I ever have been. And just to make a long story short, you know, I'm no stranger to the back of police cars. I'm no stranger to, you know, addiction. I'm no stranger to making mistakes that I have to stand in front of large crowds of people and apologize for. You know, having that kind of testimony after giving my life to Jesus, what I love to tell people is that I could sit here and go through all my sins and glorify them and make a big deal out of them. But what I'd rather do instead is let you know that my Father, my God, has been faithful to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not even understood it until I was able to have kids of my own. I've got three kids. And just the amount of love that I have for them and seeing them make mistakes and seeing them fall and seeing mm-hmm. how much, you know, and the discipline that goes into trying to correct them or whatever. And I never once have stopped loving them. It allowed me to see my failures through the eyes of a father. And that he's never given up on me. He has been completely faithful to me. He's never revoked my calling, even though I felt like I deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in East Tennessee, you know, whenever you kind of mess up really big and you're a Christian, sometimes you might be tempted just from the sermons and messages you've heard growing up, you might be tempted to just throw your hands in the air and just say, like, I'm not very good at this. You know, like, I can't do this. But,
yeah.
You know, here's the thing that I wish somebody would have told me. It is never been about me performing for him. It is about having a relationship with him.
And
again, it took me having kids to learn that.
Yes.
My kids all have Southern accents. My kids all watch Star Wars. My two girls and one boy all played with Transformers growing up. And that's because they're my kid. They act like me. They sound like me. They like the things that I like. They do things that I do. We cheer for the Atlanta Braves, even though we live in Kentucky, right down the road from Cincinnati Reds. We don't, you know, that because they're my kids.
Yeah.
And if I would have known... I heard people say God wants to have a relationship with you. That doesn't even sound like anything. I don't even know what that means. But then once I had kids, I was like,
yes, it makes
they
sense.
They learned language. Mm-hmm. They learned subjects and verbs and direct objects. And, you know, all of these concepts through relationship. You know, if you tried to learn a foreign language right now, I mean, how much time and effort would you have to spend trying to learn it? But the power of relationship just literally planted that inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this aha moment where I was like, that's what God wants. And I tell my kids, I say, I've got this small window of time to make you the people that I think you should be. And God is saying the exact same thing to me. He's saying, your life is just a vapor. You're just dust.
Mm-hmm.
I got this small window of time to try to turn you into something that I've created you to be, to show the world who I am through you, to walk like your dad, talk like your dad, live like your dad, love like your dad, and most importantly, forgive like your dad. And I just thought I was supposed to go out and just do it, you know, and I never was good at it. Then I figured out that, oh, it's because I need a relationship with him.
Right.
You learn this power like a microwave that's not plugged in. It's never going to work. But once you plug it into the power source, then it's able to actually unlock its potential. That's us. You know, we can do some things, you know, on our own. But when we actually are plugged in, you know, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Apart from me, you could do nothing. When we actually get plugged into him, then that's the power, the potential, our destiny, what we were created to do. And I missed out on those things most of my life. I wish somebody would have come and told me. So I hope that if somebody's hearing this, that it's, you know, ministering to you, because, you know, your failures make you want to throw your hands up in the air. But God's more interested in having a relationship with you and changing mm-hmm. you through the power of relationship rather than you changing yourself.
I absolutely love it. You are telling my story. You really are in so many ways.
Awesome.
Is really similar, the whole relationship thing too. And none of it made sense to me. And I meant just going to church and trying to go through the motions and do what everybody else was doing. And it just did not work. And one day I asked God, I said, why don't they see the way that you've anointed and gifted me? And he said to me, so they'll never see you coming. And all of a sudden I felt like this like super ninja for God. And I tell you what, it's been insane, because since then, he has snuck me into dark places to be a light, and I am doing exactly that. I'm his ninja, and they never see him coming through me.
That's awesome. You know? That's awesome.
It's just crazy. And the closer that I got with him on an intimate level, the more that I let him in to know me. And of course, he knows me. He knows me better than I know myself. But letting him in, the different things that I do every day. It's almost like now I spend the day with him every day. And when I don't, oh, my whole day is off. I'm a whole big mess. But if I get back to that place where I'm like, okay, I need to go talk to my Heavenly Father. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let me go get back with him.
That's what relationship looks like. It's crazy, you know. And we just had a devotion on the bus the other night. I don't know if you're familiar with this old Christian rock band, but they're doing their 50th anniversary tour right now. It's my favorite Christian rock band of all time. They're called Petra. And they have this song called Enter In. And it's about, because of what Jesus has done, now we can enter into this holy place and actually... go before God. We were having this devotion on the bus, just kind of walking through the lyrics of that song. And just like, you know, we think about that Jesus' death on the cross is just this forgiveness of sins. His death on the cross is so loaded. It's so much more than just for our forgiveness. It was also to remove that separation between us and God, where we can actually now go to him and have relationship. Without Jesus, we can't have relationship.
Yep.
You know, with God, we can't go into this holy place. And so we try to take God down to it, like our buddy and our best friend, our best pal. But like when we think about what has been done in order for us to have that, it was once forbidden that we couldn't go there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You treat it, you see it differently. Like, hey, this is a big deal. I'm actually getting to talk to you. I'm actually getting to hang out with you, you know, like this is a big deal. I'm not like super preachy or super spiritual as far as like, you know, you got to agree with me. That's the one thing that's really awesome about the closer you get to God is is you start loving everybody just the way he does.
Absolutely.
You
know? Yeah, no, isn't it ridiculous?
And, yeah, they think they people get afraid. They're like, oh, you're Christian. I was like, no, but I'm the one that really loves him. That means I love you. You don't need to do anything to get me to love you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really cool to have a relationship with him and to be able to share his love with people, because it disarms everybody. Everybody's got prejudice and how they feel about God and how they feel about, you know, Christians. And the thing that they just need to know is how he feels about them.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy about them, that he's created them specifically and individually and uniquely to do what only they can do. You know, there's a story in the Bible of this little kid with some fish and some loaves of bread, and Jesus takes that and he blesses it and multiplies it and feeds like 5,000 people with it. I feel like that's my testimony. My talent is very small. I'm an all right singer. I would never win some contest or talent show or anything like that, but I've given what little I have to him, and he's just taken it and multiplied it and just done miracles with it. And I know the truth. I can't get like super proud and, you know, think I'm something bigger than I'm not, but I think he's pretty big and he's pretty great. And that's what he's done in my life. I see that for me, and I believe it for everybody. I believe that whatever he's created you to do, whatever he's put you on this earth to do, that when you give him whatever, even you think is something little, he will take it and he will multiply it. He will do miracles with the little that he's given to you when you give it back to him. He takes it and just does miracles with it. And sometimes it's not about holding the microphone on stage. Sometimes it's about just being nice to people and loving people.
Oh my goodness, this has been so good. Iron sharpens iron. I've just enjoyed this conversation so very much. But there is a couple shows that are coming up tomorrow night and on Saturday night. And there's details on our website at WIMZ.com. Kevin, is there a place that somebody can get tickets if they're wanting to get tickets?
Yes, you can go to itickets.com and search the name Disciple. The shows will pop up right there. You can also go, like, your website, WIMZ, there. That would be amazing. We'd love to see you guys out there. I'm telling you, these East Tennessee shows, they never disappoint. East Tennessee is one of our favorite places in the world to play. It never disappoints. So y'all need to come out and check it out. It's going to be a good time.
Yes, it is. I'm going to be taking my family out there for the Maryville show tomorrow night in Chattanooga, Saturday night, Maryville. Tickets, information, WIMZ.com. Look under our concert section. And Kevin, I'm going to see you tomorrow, man.
Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you.